For this morning's scripture reading, I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Thank you, Cody. Morning. For a little while, I'd like to talk on the subject of everything a Christian needs. And what I'd like for us to do at first is I'd like for you to consider some of the things that you go through when you go to the grocery store. I'd like for us to do a little grocery shopping in our mind and think about the process that you go through. First of all, of course, we see that we have a need, whether we're out of something, short on something, or something that we really need to go get. And at our house, it usually happens that we realize that we're out of something before we realize that we really need it or need to use it. But most of the time, we see what we need, and we make a list, and then we take that list to the store. Whatever store you shop at, you take the list there and to get those things. And then you find each item as you get there, and you put them into the shopping cart, or you carry them out, or carry them if there's less items. And then you take those and you go through the checkout line where these items are placed in sacks of some sort, whether plastic or regular sacks, as I call them, to carry out. Or then they're placed in a cart, and then you take them out with the cart, or you push it out, or you pick them up through the drive-thru. And then, of course, the last thing, which is probably the hardest part, is we find out how much it really costs. And that's probably the hard thing for us that we go through today, how much it really costs. And then sometimes you might even ask them again, you said, what was that price that you asked, that you said? You said what? Wow, it's really costly these days, especially with the prices that we go through. So these are some of the things that we go through when we go to the grocery store. And what I'd like to talk to you about a little bit is, of course, the subject of everything that a Christian needs. And we had in one of our bulletins just recently, we had a story that is entitled Heaven's Grocery Store. It has many things in that story that tell us about all the things that Christians would need. And again, I'd like for us to think in our minds of what we would try to get if we were to shop at this store. First, I'd like to read Romans 5, 1 through 8. Romans 5, 1 through 8 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In this passage we find that there's many virtues and traits that will be mentioned in the story that I'll be reading here briefly. many of these virtues and traits that God wants us to have as Christians. Okay, the story, as I'm sure some of you probably already read, I'm going to go ahead and read that again, is entitled Heaven's Grocery Store. And it says, I was walking down life's highway a long time ago. One day I saw a sign that read, Heaven's Grocery Store. As I got a little closer, the door came open wide, and when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One handed me a blanket and said, My child, shop with care. Everything a Christian needs is in that grocery store, and all you can't carry, come back the next day for more. First, I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Further down was understanding, needed everywhere you go. I got a box or two of wisdom, a bag or two of faith. I just couldn't miss the Holy Ghost. It was all over the place. I stopped to get some strength and courage to help me run this race. But then my blanket was getting full. I remembered I needed grace. I didn't forget salvation, which like the others was free. So I tried to get enough of that for both you and me, to save both you and me. Then I started up to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do my master's will. As I went up the aisle, I saw a prayer and had to put it in, for I knew when I stepped outside, I would run right into sin. Peace and joy were plentiful. They were on the last shelf. Song and praises were hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, How much do I owe? And the angel smiled and said, Just take them everywhere you go. And I'll read that last part at the end. We talked in our class a little bit about the first one I'd like to look at, and that is patience. Patience is one of the most important things that we can have because it's the basis or the foundation of all the other virtues and traits that you find in the story. In Hebrews 10 and 36, it says, For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise which is of heaven. So we need patience. That's very important to us, and it's something that I find that I need more and more and don't always have as much as I need. And this is one of the verses that talks about that. In James 1 and 4, it also says, But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If we have, as we heard this morning, many different things about patience, if we have patience without confidence, it's probably not going to work for us. But if we have confidence that God can and will do what we ask for, then that patience will probably be answered in the way that God wants us to have patience for him. And we probably can't ever have too much patience. I wish that was a problem of mine. I'm afraid it's probably not. The second one is love. And we find in Deuteronomy 6 and 5, it says, And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Here it's talking about true Christian love. If we love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might, this true Christian love will be shown. 1 Thessalonians 3 and 12 says, And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do towards you. So here it's telling us to let God give us the love that we need for everyone. The next one was understanding. John 8, 31 and 32 says, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If we know God's truth and we understand it, we can then be free, as it talks about here, free from sin. 2 Timothy 2:7 says, Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Only God can give us the true spiritual understanding that we need, understanding what his word wants us to do and what he wants us to do. And we find that understanding and wisdom go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. The next one we're looking at is wisdom. In Proverbs 3:13-14, it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." These two go hand in hand. And the reason that it's talking about being so happy here is because it's of great worth, not only to you, but in God's terms, it's better than silver or gold. Because it says, "For the merchandise of it is better than merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." And in James 1:5, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." We know an example of Solomon, what happened to him when he asked for wisdom. The next virtue that we can get there is faith. Hebrews 11:6, a very familiar verse, says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Faith is a very important thing to us because it says it's impossible for us to please God without it. If we don't believe that God is there, we don't believe that Christ is there, we don't believe in the Holy Ghost, then we can't please God. We have to have faith in these things, and we have to believe that God will reward us for that in the end. John 3:15 says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Our faith in Christ or our belief in him can give us eternal life. The next one is the Holy Ghost. In Ezekiel 36:27, it says, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost, has been given to Christians in the past, is given to us today, and it's given to all of, not only them, but us, to help to strengthen us for God. Because we can feel, if we're a Christian, we can feel the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit working in us and helping us, especially understanding the Word of God. In John 14:17, it says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but he knoweth him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Here it's saying that the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, is only given to Christians, people who accept God and accept Christ. It's not given to the world. So it's a true blessing, virtue to us. The next one is strength. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." God says that you're going to have strength just like eagles flying through the air. We think of eagles as a very strong bird to us today, and we'll have wings as eagles. In Psalms 28:8, it says, "The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed." We know that God is our strength. Without God, we cannot be strong spiritually for him. God helps us to overcome our sins and overcome evil. And the next part is courage, which goes along with strength also. Psalms 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me." What can man do unto me? If God's with us, we have no reason to fear man. Man cannot do anything to us. They might kill us, but they can't take our soul away from us. God will still be in control of our soul and what he does with it at the end of time. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." God will never fail us, only we can fail him. The next one is grace. In Titus 3:7, it says, "That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." God's grace allows us to do the things he wants us to do here on earth, and allows us to get to heaven. It's through his grace that we can get to heaven. In Romans 3:24, it says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The grace of God is given to us only through Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us. Through that, if it wasn't for that, we couldn't receive the grace of God. And the next one is salvation. Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. God is our salvation. In Romans 6:23 it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life or salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the next one is prayer. This is an extremely important tool that we have as Christians to pray to God, to talk to God, and then God can again talk to us through his word as we heard in our class this morning. Prayer is a very important tool. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says to pray without ceasing. Pray as much as possible. And in Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. This verse shows the power of prayer. If we ask, we seek, we'll find. If we knock, it will be given to us if God wants that to happen to us. He answers the prayer in the way we need it. If we don't, the answer is probably no. If we do, we'll probably receive that in some way. But again, the key I think that was brought up in our class this morning is we have to believe. We have to have confidence that he can and will do what we pray for in the manner that he wants. The next one is peace. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's peace isn't like the world's peace. God gives us true spiritual peace. The peace we only get through Christ. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. It's peace beyond our understanding. God's peace is even greater than we can imagine. And the next one was joy. John 15:11 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Most important to God is spiritual joy, not the joy from the world. It's spiritual joy. In Psalms 16:11 it says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In God's presence there is fullness of joy through Christ. There are pleasures evermore in heaven. So what we have to look forward to. But again, we're talking about the most important kind of joy to God, which is spiritual joy. The next two go together, song and praises. In Psalms 149:1, it says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. God loves our singing and our praises to him. But he only loves the singing and praises that are given with our whole heart. From our whole heart. If we give him half-heartedly, God doesn't love those. He only is interested in us giving and singing and praising to him with our whole heart. As it says in Psalms 9:11, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. And in Hebrews 13:15, it says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Are we always thankful to God? Do we show that we're always thankful to God? Or do we just pray to God when we need something. I know this is my case in many times, and I think it's something that I can grow by doing a better job of. We should always thank God and not just go to Him and asking Him for things. So again, it's so important that we sing and praise God. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, "Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Then I said to the angel, "How much do I owe?" And the angel smiled and said, "Just take them everywhere you go." Again I politely asked, "How much do I really owe?" The angel smiled again and said, "My child, Jesus paid your bill a long time ago." God so loved us that He gave His only Son to pay our bill. And Jesus did that a long time ago. The supreme sacrifice was given on our behalf by Jesus Christ, our Savior. All these wonderful virtues and traits that we've talked about this morning from Heaven's grocery store that are available to Christians and those who accept Him would be of no value at all if Christ hadn't died, if He hadn't given His life on the cross for us. We should truly be thankful that Jesus paid our bill a long time ago. God in Christ want everyone here to benefit from these virtues and traits that we've talked about this morning. He wants everybody to accept Him. He's given everybody the opportunity, if they would just accept Christ, to partake in these. At this time, we're going to give you the opportunity, if you haven't taken the steps necessary to salvation, to come forward and to make these steps, to become a Christian, to be able to partake in the things that God allows us to get that were mentioned in this story. Or if we can help you in any way, other way, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing the Imitation Number.